all over. It contains strong language, strong opinions, and strong beers. It is a nut.
Meant for children or for those who think they are children.
You know who you are.
Smart person.
Welcome to episode 17 of Dumb All Over, recording from the pothole capital of the world, Pennsylvania. This is a progressive podcast with brash opinions on politics, religion, and pop culture. And we are always under the influence of craft beer. On today's episode, we will discuss the Comey firing, why Trump leaks so much, and voting rights and education in North Carolina. We will answer your Twitter questions, and we will also get some writing advice from Jim Backer. Looking forward to that one. As always, how are you, Austin?
I'm good. How about you, Tom?
You know, not too bad. That's good. We're getting everything on the road. We got a busy day again.
Yes.
This week has been wonderful, as always, in the Trump administration. Lots of fun. And you know what that means, Austin?
What does it mean?
To get ready, we're going to have to drink.
Ah, I am so all about that.
I am too. Yeah. And we are bringing back a favorite of the show.
Actually, it's kind of... It's kind of our beer theme for the day is like, it's the greatest hits.
Greatest hits. Yeah, greatest hits. Oh, yeah. The second one that we got is...
The greatest hit.
Woof.
Bigly.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
This one is from Weyerbacher. It is their Blasphemy. And why I am particularly excited is because it is only 11.8% alcohol.
Yes. And it is also aged in bourbon barrels, I believe.
Sure. Yes. No. Whiskey barrels, yeah.
Ooh, bourbon barrels. Just as good, almost. Yeah. I don't know. I like bourbon a little better.
Yeah, but close. Whiskey barrels. And it is, you know, stout looking, but not a stout.
No, it's a little lighter.
Yeah. It's got like a little red glow to it.
It's got a nice, you can see the carbonation. It looks delicious.
It does, actually.
Yeah. Ready?
I'm ready.
Cheers.
Ding. Oh, that is so good. You were right about it being warm, too, by the way.
How would you drink whiskey?
The same way.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't drink that chill. Yeah. That's so good.
I love it.
It almost has like a fruity taste to it. It's
the Belgian yeast, yeah.
And it's really tasty. Yeah. It's so strong. I can feel the strength, but it doesn't taste strong. Oh, that's going to be a good episode. I can just feel it.
This would be perfect like on a cold winter day. Yeah.
Wow. It almost has like a cider kind of smell to it.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into the...
Do we have to? I'm really enjoying this moment right now.
Just like, it's like a blanket.
We have to. All right.
So what's first?
All right, so last week, as we were finishing up our show...
Oh, that's right.
Something happened. And when I say literally finishing up our show, we had just pressed end record.
Yeah.
And our phones blew up. And this is old news by now, but we it would be criminal not to discuss it, at least. James Comey was fired.
Yes, he was.
Right as we ended the show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we should definitely discuss this because this is yet another bump in the road. Can we even call it that at this point?
Let me ask you a question, Tom.
Ask me the question. I'm ready.
So let's say that you did something wrong at work.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you could just fire your boss. Or the person like investigating what happened. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be absolutely amazing. And you know what would happen?
For you, it would be horrible for the company.
Right. But you know what that means for me?
What?
Is that nothing's going to, I won't get in trouble anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Why? Is that what happened?
It does seem like that. It does seem to, that, those are definitely the optics of it.
It seems, I remember when I read the report to you originally, back last Tuesday, and it was just, there was this shock that went through us because it just seemed so random. It shouldn't surprise us at this point.
Well, it seems so like third world dictator.
It really did, yeah. So let me ask you a question now. Who's in charge of replacing that position?
I don't know. Do you know? I have no idea, actually.
I'm pretty sure it's the president of the United States.
Oh, you mean who's in charge of picking the replacement?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that is the president.
Yeah, it's the president. Yeah. And so now he fires James Comey.
Yep.
And now he will replace James Comey.
With a lackey.
Yeah. So what's going to stop him from putting in a friend? I mean, he's been doing that this entire time.
Well, what's going to stop him from putting in a friend is the fact that he has family members who he can still put in.
That's a good point, too. I mean, I don't want to dwell on this too much, Austin, because it is old news, but it's not old
news. It's fucked up, though.
It's very fucked up. Yeah. And it's another example of abuse of power, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Because now, we will discuss this later on, but there are candidates, and one of them just dropped out. He took his name out of the position, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to be in this position. You know what kind of scrutiny is going to come for the next FBI director?
No, it's going to be fucked up, yeah.
So, like I said, we're going to discuss later who the possible candidates and who we think is going to replace. That should be interesting.
Yeah.
But we'll leave that for now. Just know that don't be surprised by anything that happens anymore with this administration, because nothing is shocking me anymore, and I'm scared by that.
That shocked me a little bit, I'll be honest.
At the time it did, and then it settled in, and I'm like, yeah, that fits.
Yeah, I know. When you think about it, it's like, it's definitely a Trump move. But still, I mean, come on.
Yeah. And if you don't think Trump's an idiot by now,
then there's no hope for you.
Right. Yeah. And then all you had to do was turn on the news last night and see what happened last night. Yep. Austin, what happened last night in the Trump administration?
So, from reports from the Washington Post and other outlets, it is believed that the President of the United States gave classified information to the Russians the White House.
And as I just said, ladies and gentlemen, do not be surprised by what happens with this administration.
No. I mean, you can't. There's just no words that I can express how awful this is. I mean, how could he be so careless? Well, you know what? I don't think he was careless. I think these are his guys.
Well, okay. I'm going to read a little thing from the New York Times, his favorite publication. And I specifically picked the New York Times on purpose for that.
Wait, can I give his rebuttal?
Yeah.
This is what he'll say. Mm-hmm. Fake news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially from the Times, even though everybody's reporting it.
You mean the failing New York Times.
Right. I'm sorry. Right. How could I? I'm so sorry.
Even though haven't their subscriptions like quadrupled or something ridiculous?
Yeah. Of course they have. Yeah. I bet you people aren't even reading it. They're just subscribing just to subscribe.
I think you're right.
This is their first paragraph in this article that reads, Trump revealed highly classified intelligence to Russia in break with ally officials say. That's the name of the article. President Trump boasted about highly classified intelligence in a meeting with the Russian foreign minister and ambassador last week, providing details that could expose the source of the information and the manner in which it was collected, a current and former American government official said on Monday. He didn't just say it. He boasted about it.
I mean, I can't believe this man is president.
I can't either. I mean, and apparently, as we were prepping for the show, which, yes, you heard right, we said prepping. An addition to this said that it involved Israel. He said that he had to share facts on terrorism.
Jesus Christ.
That's what his response was. He says he had the right to share facts on terrorism and aviation safety with Russia, but does not address reports information was classified.
Wow.
If it weren't classified, there's no story here, other than the fact that he's definitely working with Russia.
Yeah.
But if they are classified, isn't that treason?
If it's dangerous to let classified information go on a private email server.
Yeah.
Then it must be.
It has to be.
Terrible when you tell it directly to their face.
You know, at least at this point, before this point, all of the supposed Russian dealings, seemingly at least, were overseas. Now, this happened in our White House.
Yeah.
The home of the president. I mean, how is this not impeachable? How is this not impeachable, Austin?
I don't know.
If this isn't impeachable...
I mean, he had already done things that were impeachable.
Oh, absolutely. But if Clinton got...
I mean, he's completely demolished the Emoluments Clause. Listen, so.
Yeah, I know, right? But Clinton was about to be impeached for getting a blowjob.
Yeah.
Nixon resigned for the Watergate scandal, which at this point would be a breath of relief.
Yeah, that would be low on the news cycle.
It's like, oh, he destroyed information.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
how is this not impeachable? But you were mentioning to me before the show started that Paul Ryan,
yeah,
is treating this a little differently than at least I would have expected. Go ahead and tell everybody what you were telling me before.
Well, what I had heard was that in Paul Ryan's speeches at rallies in support of other Republicans, or fundraisers, I believe, not rallies, he has stopped talking about the president. He's putting forth his agenda about the things he wants to get done, but he has stopped mentioning Trump. I think that is a big deal for Trump. Yeah,
It's like it's almost as if they're weaning off of Trump. It's like
it is like that.
The process has begun. Where, I mean, there were reports months ago that said that the Republicans really wanted Pence because Pence is one of their guys. He's the conservative. He's the Senate.
Well, he's like
conservative. You know?
Yeah, Mike Pence is like the thing that comes out of the conservatron machine.
Right. Exactly.
If you put in the Bible and then a pile of bullshit and then, you know, a little bleach to make it white, and then you get the Mike Pence-a-tron.
Oh, yeah, and some age. You gotta throw in some Father Time in there.
Yeah, and a penis. It doesn't have to be large. And you get you get the Mike Pence-a-tron.
Yeah, exactly.
And he comes out, you know.
And whatever, you know, Trump, when he was put into that, when they were creating that machine, they accidentally put in some food coloring. They got an orange man.
Well, the thing is, he didn't come from the machine, and that's why I didn't like him.
Right. So if this is true and Paul Ryan is doing this, then they are definitely weaning themselves off of Trump and getting ready for a Pence presidency.
And, Sebastian Gorka is probably no longer winning.
Oh no.
I'm not going to play because he's not winning.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's probably not. Oh no! I knew it. I saw his hand reaching. So I knew it was
But coming. It wasn't Sebastian Gorka.
It was not. Yeah. But I don't know, Austin. I mean, like, I don't even think the Bush administration was this turbulent.
No.
This is rough.
No,
not in yet, the first like, what are we in?
100 days. We're a little more than that now.
Yeah. We're 17 episodes in, so it's approximately 17 weeks since Trump has been president.
Jesus Christ, we're 17 episodes in.
We are 17 episodes in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which also means that he's 17 weeks in.
I mean, this flew by.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
Yeah. It's been like a whirlwind.
But, I mean, we're not ending it, Austin.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's shocking to me.
I know.
And I can't believe we've done that many episodes. Yeah. And
you know, we've never done this, but we have to thank Donald Trump for something. Because without Donald...
No, we don't. We don't have to do that.
Oh, I'm going to. Without Donald Trump, we would not have this show. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's some truth to that.
If Hillary Clinton won the presidency, we'd be bitching to each other, but we wouldn't be doing it on podcast forming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure because I had had an idea for a podcast for a while.
A little different, though.
But this turned out to be... pushed me. Yeah. No, but, I mean, after our other idea, I had an idea to do a podcast like this. But Trump definitely motivated me. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, me too. But it's in the wrong kind of motivation because this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I really just, you know.
I've got the strangest feeling someone's going to kick his ass.
Well, you know what? If he continues this bullshit, I would believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Not condoning it because I don't believe in that kind of shit. But he needs to at least be impeached. Like, this is ridiculous.
I know.
I'm actually starting to become afraid of what's going to come out of his mouth now. Like,
I think we need to, like, you know, give him one of those Jim Backer food buckets and kick him in a hole.
Yeah. Did you see how much those baskets are? Those buckets?
No. How much are they?
About $3,000 a bucket.
$3,000?
Yeah. That's what it looked like.
Well, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah. We'll be covering it later.
This is a little foreshadowing.
A little foreshadowing. Yeah. So enough with fucking Trump. Let's, some good news and some bad news. So what do you want to start off with, Austin? The bad news or the good news?
That's a good question.
All right,
but they're from the same state.
Same state, yeah.
Okay.
It's not Pennsylvania. North Carolina.
Let's start out with the bad news, and then we can end on the good news.
I was hoping you said that. All right, bad news. North Carolina cut education funding.
Yes.
I don't know what else to say. If you're a fan of the show, or if you at least listen to the show, you know that I am going to school to become a teacher. So whenever there's some kind of story like this, and Austin comes from a family that has a teacher, your sister wants to be a teacher.
And my grandmother and my grandfather were both college professors.
There you go.
Yeah. So, although, ironically, they would probably support the cuts. So it's a weird world.
I would hope not. I would hope not.
But there's more to this than just cuts, though. Like, this is really specific.
Yeah, Austin, you read the story before. Do you still have that article up?
Yeah, I have it up.
All right, why don't you fill us in?
I'll read the title, and it kind of gives you the idea of why this is, like, because funding is being cut for schools all over the country. So if this were just that, it would be small news, you know, small annoying news.
Right.
But this is something, I don't know if it's unprecedented. It's got to be pretty close. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of anything quite this bad. So here is the title of the story from the News Observer, which I assume is a North Carolina local paper.
Okay.
It is the article is by Colin Campbell, mm-hmm. and it's entitled, At 3 a.m., North Carolina Senate GOP strips education funding from Democrats' districts.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's really bad. First of all, it's shady enough that it's 3 a.m., but you said it's Democratic districts?
Yeah. Wow. So I'll give you a little bit of the backstory.
Please do.
Okay. So what happened was they were trying to come up with a budget in the House, or in the Senate, rather, the state Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is Democratic senators were continually putting up amendments, and it was annoying the Republicans because they wanted to just get the bill through and passed.
Right.
So every time they'd shoot down an amendment, the Democrats would file another amendment, and it was really pissing them off. So the Republicans called a break in procedure, and they took it was a fairly lengthy break because they took the break at 1 o'clock. The Republicans came back at 3 and reconvened the Senate, and they voted on an amendment that would strip funding from just Democrat districts.
Now, let me ask you this question, because we read this before, and this goes along the lines of where I have a problem with both parties. Austin, what were the Democrats doing in that time?
Well, in the time in between the break and the vote, the Democrats had an impromptu dance party in the hallway.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to say that one again, because I don't think I heard you correctly. You said a what?
They broke, using the words of the article, into an impromptu dance party.
A fucking impromptu dance party. That's what the Democrats are doing in this time.
I wonder if that's like a continuation of the singing in the House that the Democrats did a week ago or whatever, when they passed the Republican healthcare bill?
Right, right.
Because they think that it's political suicide. I'm not so convinced, actually, unfortunately.
Yeah, me neither, unfortunately, is right.
And they had an impromptu dance party.
And this is why I constantly say there's evil on both fucking sides.
But here's the thing.
Oh, God, I hate it so much.
I know. But here's the thing. It's not equivalent. Because while that is obnoxious, what the Republicans did next was I've never heard of partisan politics quite like this.
Me neither. But we would not be doing a justice if we're not fairly.
If we didn't mention that, yeah.
Yeah, and if we don't really point blame.
And I would have to say too, if I were a senator, mm-hmm. During that break time, I would have been coming up with more amendments.
Yeah,
that's what I would have been
exactly.
doing.
Exactly, or something.
Yeah.
Or fucking figuring out something that would have stopped this from happening. Or
like tweeting or Facebook Live-ing your constituents.
Why would you have a dance party at 1 o'clock in the morning while you're waiting? It boggles my mind.
But anyway,
go ahead.
So the Republicans came back. They put up this amendment and did not allow any time to talk about it. As a matter of fact, Democratic senator asked for time to debate the amendment and was not recognized by the Senate. So it was voted on, and two Democrats voted for it. And when I originally read that, I was furious. But then when they talked about it, there was, I think, less than a minute and a half elapsed between when the amendment was proposed and voted on, that it was impossible for them to know what was in it.
Yeah, but you have to be smarter than that. You have to figure out even.
I think when things are going that fast, you almost have to vote party line.
Yeah, you have to at least, because you have to say to yourself, "Well, there's something going on there."
Yeah,
and at least most of my colleagues. Now, granted, those people are probably the same people who were going to vote for it anyway.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
But North Carolina is a state in a lot of trouble, and a lot of people don't don't pay attention to North Carolina if you're not from North Carolina. But just recently, they were trying to cut the governor's powers down.
Yeah.
Remember, we reported this a little while ago, where one of the judges in the Supreme Court of North Carolina stepped down.
Well, actually, there's a little bit to that in the story. So let me get there.
Okay.
So part of what was in this amendment was taking away a position in the governor's office that liaisons with the federal government to get money for hurricane relief from Hurricane Matthew.
Oh, no.
So that was one thing the Republicans did, to take away power from the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And they've taken away funding for specifically Democrat Senate districts.
Wow.
And given it to all the Republican districts. And they claim that the money is going to go towards combating opioid addiction.
Okay.
But the consensus is that that's probably not true.
Yeah.
It's probably just going to go to Republican districts.
Yeah.
So this was one of the most highly partisan amendments I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Passed in a minute and a half or somewhere roundabouts there.
That's so scary.
Yeah. And the good news is, though, that the House has to come up with their own bill, mm-hmm. and then they're going to have to negotiate. And often, the article points out that often in North Carolina, programs and things that have been cut by the Senate get funded in the House bill, and then they negotiate.
Man, that's a lot.
But here's some of the things that were cut.
Okay.
So in Democrats' districts, they cut a program that supports summer science, math, and technology called Eastern North Carolina STEM.
Okay.
And that's specifically for predominantly African-American students in low-income neighborhoods.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So they cut that. They cut just general funding to a lot of the schools. So they cut a program where teachers' assistants could work on getting their degree and becoming full-time teachers in districts where the need for teachers is overwhelming. And so they cut that just for the Democrat districts. So Republican districts still get it. Yeah. And they cut money that was going to go to the North Carolina Museum of Art's new art program. So no arts for them. Yeah, so they cut the position that liaisons with the federal government
mm-hmm.
to get money to fix the damage from Hurricane Matthew. Mm-hmm. So far, their state has only received 6.1 of a requested $900 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they've gotten nothing.
The one that we were just denied for in Pennsylvania was that big snowstorm that hit not too long ago, where we had almost 3 feet of snow. The same exact thing happened here, where we're not getting that emergency funding either, because we were in a state of emergency.
Yeah.
For like 2 days, I believe it was. So, and that's all Mr. Trump, because I know our governor was laying into him a little bit.
Yeah, let's move on to the happy part of the story.
Yeah, so to end all this, we'll end with something positive in North Carolina. There was a controversial voting law that was passed, if you're not familiar. And it was brought up again to their court, and it was shot down, which is a win for voter rights.
Yeah. And I believe, wasn't it brought to the Supreme Court?
It was.
Yeah.
It was. And they
refused to hear it.
They refused to even hear it.
Yeah.
So this is it's a big step for voting rights. And that's what that is. Because this is, like I said, a state that's been having a lot of problems internally with the bathroom law, the voting rights. It's a state in trouble. But to see that the Supreme Court won't even hear it,
yeah, that's good news.
It's a very good news.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even affect us directly because we live in Pennsylvania.
No, but it's good news. And, you know, I think let's just end it there. I'm glad with the good news.
Yeah. I don't want to get into anything more because there's probably a lot more bad than good out there right now.
All right. So set up our next segment, Tom.
Yeah. So we will we'll take a very short break. And then when we come back, we will do our Twitter time. We have a few questions we got to answer this week.
I always look forward to this.
They're pretty fun. Good ones today.
All right. See you guys later.
Hello, my children. Are you a fan of the show? Do you wish you could donate to the show? Well, fear not. Just visit www.patreon.com/dumballover to donate today.
Yes.
You will receive very special rewards for donating. Thank you so much. And remember, alt-right Jesus loves us all.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Austin, you know what time it is?
Ah, son of a bitch.
It's Twitter time! That's right. That's right. It's Twitter time.
Go ahead.
Poll of the week! Another good one. Thank you for everyone who voted, and specifically those for who replied. We had a lot of replies this week, and that's I like the activity, the involvement with everybody. It makes that's what I like. That's why the question is, who was the greatest U.S. president of all time? Now,
it was Jack Nicholson in Mars Attacks. No, that's not it.
No.
Damn it. I always get these wrong.
So what I did is I found several sites, several people who have made the best presidents list, like History Channel had one and all that. And I took like five or six of them, and I found three of the presidents who were on there the most, and then I just did an other. The ones that came up were Lincoln, Roosevelt, Franklin D., FDR, and then FDR, okay. And then Obama, and then other. So those were the three choices that I picked.
Okay.
It had nothing, and I made sure people knew that it had nothing to do with bias.
Like your personal preference had nothing to do.
Right. Yeah. And to be honest with you, I have no personal preference in this because I don't think I even have a favorite or what I think is the greatest president of all time.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, and I don't think.
It's hard.
I have no answer, yeah.
Because I did not live through all of the presidents. So I don't want to just go off of what's on the history book. You know?
Yeah.
I like living through it.
And the ones we lived through weren't anything to write home about.
Yeah. We had Bush Sr., but I don't really remember that because we were really young.
I barely remember Clinton.
I remember parts of Clinton, especially toward the end. Yeah. I really remember Bush and Obama.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to remember Trump.
Yes.
Well,
I know who the worst president is.
Thankfully, and I say thankfully really intensely, thankfully, no one said Trump.
Yes.
I would have been really pissed off if somebody said Trump. But, Austin, who do you think won? Lincoln, FDR, Obama, or other? Now, I'll just give you, other did not win and never will win.
Yeah, I figured that.
Because there's too many to pick from. So, out of the three on the list, who won?
I think it could have won had you said, who's the best president, Trump, Nixon, or other?
Probably. Yeah.
All right. So, Lincoln, FDR, and Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was Obama.
Obama did not win.
So between Lincoln and FDR. You know what? We have a lot of very progressive fans. I'm going to say FDR.
Yeah, FDR did win.
Ah, I got it. Yes, I'm back.
You're back with 51%. Obama came in second, believe it or not, with 20%, and then Lincoln at 17%. And the other was really interesting. You got a really wide variety of people. A lot of people picked Jimmy Carter.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah.
There were some insults to people who picked Jimmy Carter, too, by the way.
Well, that's a tough pick because he was probably the principles he had are probably a lot of that our followers agree with.
Right.
But his time in office was not very productive.
No.
I think, to me, he reminds me a lot of Obama. There's a lot of things that you thought he was going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's hard for me to say because I didn't live through Jimmy Carter's short administration. But it seems like that's similar.
One of the good comments, one of the interesting comments I read was Lincoln killed the natives. Japanese internment camps happened under FDR. And while Obama was in office, he didn't do anything special.
But if you... But see, here's the thing. The question was, who was the best president?
Mm-hmm.
So, by deductive reasoning of those three, if that's the reasoning that person's using,
mm-hmm.
then it was Obama. Because the atrocities weren't as bad under him.
True.
You know, it's not the best possible. It's just the best of the sample size we were given.
Others that were voted were James K. Polk. Which is interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah, I don't really know enough about him.
Several people picked Bernie Sanders. They said,
"You know what, guys? I love you, but
future president Bernard Sanders."
Fine. You know, go ahead. Yeah, you guys get trashed by the Hillary people all week. Go ahead, have your fun.
And while one subscriber was not directly saying that this is the greatest president of all time, they did provide us a quote from Andrew Jackson. It said, if the American people only understood the rank injustice of our money and banking, that was his quote. Yeah. If only the people knew.
Yeah, so, but you know what, though? He was not a good president.
No, not
he's
really.
Probably one of the worst.
I think I saw somewhere. I can't find it right now.
I think he's like Trump's hero.
I think
Steve Bannon told him
that John Adams was another one that won some votes. I think it was Andrew Johnson that you're thinking about, not Jackson. Jackson was a little bit before.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
No,
yeah,
that's right. But yeah, so that was the poll of the week. Thank you for everybody who voted and commented. We really appreciate that. And it helps us too. It gets us to know who you guys are. James K. Polk, though? I don't know. I got to look.
Were there any for JFK?
There were a couple for JFK. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'd be surprised if there weren't.
Yeah, no, there were actually quite a few that were under JFK.
That's interesting to me because I took a history class in college about modern American history, and our professor did not like JFK.
There were a total of 2 comments, but 6 likes between JFK. So
it's just interesting because
eight actually. So eight? He would have actually been the winner in the other category. Yeah,
and we almost didn't mention him.
Yeah, my bad.
But my professor, who is really really progressive, she was not a fan of JFK. She actually liked LBJ a lot more.
Oh really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, he was the one who started all of the programs.
That's true. Yeah.
He was, you know.
But he's viewed as not one of the greatest presidents of all time.
Because of Vietnam.
Yeah.
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 That ruined it.
Yeah.
And she claimed, and I think it was somewhat in defense of him, that was his, you know, olive branch to the JFK era. Because that process started under JFK.
Right.
And he's like, well, this is John's war, so we're going to. I think some of that's bullshit, though. I think a lot of it was him trying to be a strong man.
Probably. Yeah. That whole thing was a total disaster.
Yep.
But yeah, you're right. It definitely could have been overshadowed a lot of the positives in LBJ's
time. I mean, he's the one who almost single-handedly got the Civil Rights Bill passed. So.
That's right. Yeah, you're right about that.
He was the one who wanted the Great Society.
Right.
It was like part phase 2 of the New Deal.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, surprisingly, no one said LBJ. All right, so let's move on to some questions because we have a couple.
Sure.
We actually have 2 from Hannah Pribble at HPrib012. The first one is more for you because you're the...
I'm the sound guy.
You're the sound guy, the technical guy. The question is, if you guys keep doing the pod for 4 years, which I hope so. That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to make a disclaimer using Trump sound bites instead of, in this case, what we have currently, Obama sound bites?
Well, I have to say, when we started this show, Trump was already president.
That's right.
Like literally that day. The day after, I think.
It was like a day or 2 after that's when we started.
So the reason I picked Obama was because I like his voice.
Yeah.
And it just sounded good at the beginning. And I don't think so because I have to edit these episodes. And if I had to listen to Trump every episode, I don't think I'd ever listen again.
And you know what? It's one of those things that we'll probably change it. It's up to Austin. And
it'll change.
If you're listening to this episode now, you probably noticed at the very beginning that we have a new intro song. Austin, it's along the same lines. So things will change, but drastically. By the way, great job.
Thanks.
It's really good. It's really good. Let us know what you think about the new song. It's much shorter, which I think is a little bit better because the other one was a little long, I guess.
A little long, yeah.
But both were very good. So that's a no, Hannah.
But
we don't want to hear Trump.
If I changed it, I would probably try to find Bernie Sanders because I like his voice too.
Okay.
Be like, dumb all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Send us your damn emails.
Ooh. That's interesting. I wonder if we did a poll like that and asked who should be our next soundbite guy.
Oh, okay. That'd be interesting.
Maybe we could do that around the time we're going to change.
Yeah. But to completely answer your question, Trump wouldn't be on that list.
No, so. Trump's not going to be on the list.
Yeah, it's not like it's the outgoing president that we pick.
Right.
It's just I just happen to pick Obama because I like the way he talks is very interesting. Like he has a specific cadence, and I like the way it sounded with our disclaimer. Because I tried to read it myself, and it was boring. So.
Oh, you did try that? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I tried it when I first started making our intro. And I was like, oh, it's boring when I do it. And then I found a program that could use Obama sound bites, and I did it. And I was like, oh, this is much better.
There you go. That's pretty cool. All right. And then Hannah's second question was, who do you think Trump will appoint as the new FBI director? So what the way I'm taking this question is, do you want to do like a two-parter where we do the serious, or do you want to just do the comical way? Because I don't really know a lot of these people.
Mine are the same.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Who?
I think it's going to be Richard Spencer.
Really?
Oh, come on. Like, he wouldn't do it? I mean, he put Steve Bannon in the White House. What's the difference between Steve Bannon and Richard Spencer?
I guess. A
couple hundred pounds? Right. That's about it.
Let me at least read the list of the people
and liver
who,
cancer or whatever Steve who Bannon
are,
has.
Actual, who have been interviewed. Alice Fisher, who's a partner at Latham & Watkins in Washington. Adam Lee, FBI special agent in charge, who's located in Richmond, Virginia.
Fox Mulder.
I wish.
I don't know. I would maybe Dana Scully I'd go for him.
No, Fox. I love me some Dana. Gillian Anderson is like, I love Gillian Anderson. But Fox, yeah. You're crazy enough.
All right, I'm going to put an end to this now because otherwise he'll just go on for hours about
the
X-Files.
I will. Okay. Andrew McCabe, who's the acting FBI director now, apparently. Senator John Corin. Is he the one that dropped out?
I think so.
I believe he just dropped out last night.
Not him.
Judge Henry Hudson. Judge Michael Garcia. Fran Townsend.
Townsend, whatever.
Yeah. And Mike Rogers, former congressman and FBI special agent. So, I mean,
what do you bet it's going to be like Chris Christie
or Rudy Giuliani?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it wouldn't shock me.
This is the funny part that you mentioned that is because I actually, my answer to this was going to be Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because Giuliani seems to be in cahoots with Trump. Very secretly, apparently, because, I mean, he's traveling around the world with Trump or for Trump. And doesn't he have some kind of former background or something like that in this?
No, just because he's the mayor
of
New York.
I don't know. But Giuliani. I'm going with Giuliani.
All right.
Who are you going with? You're going with Spencer?
I'm going with Richard Spencer. Yeah.
I hope.
Maybe Steve Bannon. Maybe that's what he'll do.
God.
Somebody suggested Merrick Garland.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it a congressman?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Ryan that said that?
Was it?
I could have sworn that I read an article saying that they're going after his seat now.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because of his bipartisanship, quote unquote.
Anyway, so.
I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm looking forward to finding out who. I just hope it's not his fucking brother. Does he have a brother?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But if he has a brother, it's probably going to be him.
It's probably Melania.
Imagine that. Yeah. And you know,
I will want to take care of the FBI from the New York.
Oh my God. You know what's the funniest part is if it is a family member or something, there's going to be no outcry.
Probably be just another thing Jared Kushner has to do.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
And in charge of the FBI.
Oh my God. All right. Let's move on to the next one.
Sure.
This is from Wartrout 89. Would you rather have on recording Trump's shitty ramblings or every shitty Freddy Krueger one-liner?
Freddy Krueger.
Why so easy? Why is that so easy?
Because he's not real.
That's true.
If I had to listen to Trump every day, it kind of goes along with the first part.
It kind of does, yeah.
Yeah, like if I had to hear his voice all the time, I mean, other than the one clip I have at the end of the intro of him. But if I just had to listen to like all of his shitty rambling speeches, no. Now, Freddy Krueger. Because they're all cheesy, but sometimes it makes me laugh.
I'm not much of a movie person. If you listen to another podcast that I've been on, the Brain Trust Bros Peanut Gallery, you'll realize that because
they don't have him on for the movie segment.
No, the TV show segment is my segment. But I don't really know any of his one-liners. Like you brought up a great point to me before. If it's going to be anybody, it would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, Arnold.
Right? Somebody who's like one-liners are famous/infamous, I guess you can say.
Yes.
Can you even name a Freddy Krueger one-liner off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
They're a little bit long. They're not like Arnold's. Arnold's aren't one-liners. They're like one word. Right? Wrong.
In addition, I would do Clint Eastwood one-liners.
Mm.
I bet you there's some good one-liners. I know there's a couple good
ones. Yeah, he has some good ones.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I don't know. Arnold's are good.
They are good. No,
Put that cookie down. Put it down.
So, for both of us, it'll be everything except Trump's ramblings.
And yeah.
Right?
I believe so.
And our final question for Twitter time is from Propaganda 4, who, before I say this,
correspondent?
Yeah, exactly. He just stole the words from my mouth.
Yes.
I've been asking.
God, I do that all the time.
We've been asking questions about the election. And so thank you for constantly keeping us updated. You are the UK correspondent to the show.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Oh my God, this is funny. Neo-Nazi hate monger Richard Spencer.
Hey! Comes full circle.
Led several dozen throwback racists in a protest against the removal of the statue of Robert E. Lee in Charlottetown in Virginia. Who or what do you think would be the best replacement for the statue? Listen, I gotta say this. Propaganda. Your questions are fucking great.
Yeah, they are.
they really are fantastic.
I mean, all the questions are great, but every his have this, like, is. Specific ironic humor.
Yeah, and it's political but non-political at the same time.
Yeah.
And we don't prep for this, so I don't have anything off the top of my head.
I assume that means he wants me to go first.
Yes, of course it does.
All right. You know what I think would be awesome is, remember the Olympics with the two black guys who won and they had the black power fist in the air?
Yeah.
Put that there. Fuck those racists.
Now, does it have to be somebody from Virginia?
Probably. I mean, Virginia probably thinks so. I don't think so. I think for the context of the question, it could be anything you want.
Okay. While you, I mean.
Oh, you know, it'd be awesome. Samuel L. Jackson giving them the middle finger.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That would be great. Yeah. I typed in famous Virginians.
Yeah.
To get a couple. And this is my list.
Oh, here we go.
Richard Arlen, actor from Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Arthur Ashe, who's a tennis player, I know that.
Okay.
Pearl Bailey, a singer. Russell Baker. Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty.
Okay. George Bingham.
No.
Richard E. Bride, polar explorer.
I think you just put in the random name generator. But
I guess all these are. Was JFK from?
No, he's Virginia? From he's from Boston.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Why is he coming up in the people also search for? I don't know. Fucking bring back the Rocky statue.
That's in Philly, and Rocky didn't even win.
No, didn't they take it down?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think they took it down.
Put up the one in
Sam Rocky won. What are you talking about? Rocky definitely won. He won in the second movie.
Yeah, it took a whole other movie.
I also just found a website. It's from virginia.org. The page is Virginia is for Lovers. Just to get an idea of who's from Virginia, because I don't know. But Booker T. Washington.
Ah, that's a good one.
Is from Virginia.
Yeah.
And as a future, hopefully, educator, fucking Booker T. Put a statue of him. That's okay. A person that deserves it.
Yeah.
Other famous people, I guess you could say. Maybe it'll change your opinion or not. I don't know. We had...
Change my opinion?
Well, yeah. Well, just
better than Samuel L. Jackson giving them the middle finger? No, I'm sorry. Nothing is changing my opinion.
Possibly. No. Dred Scott. Nat Turner. That's a
good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it Nate Turner?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking.
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. I said Arthur Ashe already. Yeah. So, all right. I'm going with Booker T. Washington.
I'm going with Samuel L. Jackson.
All right. So there's that. So that was...
I don't know where Samuel's from, but...
I don't either. And it doesn't really matter, to be honest. Yeah.
And there should be like a button you can press at the bottom of the statue that says, say what? Say what one more time, motherfucker? Say what? I dare you. I could play the clip, but I'm not going to.
Go ahead, play it.
No, it's
play all
right.
Play it.
Fine.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Yeah, that one.
That one, yeah. Yeah. All right. If you want to get involved at asking us questions, just go to Twitter. If you have a Twitter, go to twitter.com/dumbleoverpod. If you watch our show on YouTube, just leave a comment. We'll check those comments as well. And obviously Facebook too, but you know.
And if you want to get personally involved with Tom, go to christianmingle.com.
That is not true. I am on farmers.com.
Okay.
I'm not.
That didn't sound like a joke. That sounded serious.
There's a real thing, though, isn't it?
Is that a real thing?
Farmer, I forgot what it's called. Yeah, but it's like, Missy Elliott's from Virginia. How about that?
You know there's a dating site for people who are Bernie supporters?
What?
Yeah.
Why have you been keeping this a secret?
I've been keeping it a secret.
You have not told. Oh, Plaxico Burress is from Virginia. Michael Vick as well. Okay,
this has turned into D'Angelo the Hall. ADHD segment.
It kind of is. There's a lot of football players. All right, I'm Tyrod Taylor.
Enough. Come on.
Sorry. Why are you keeping that a secret from me?
I was not keeping it a secret from you.
I kind of want to go on that.
Thought it was common knowledge.
No. I didn't know that. All right.
You should. Yeah, it'd be good for you.
What? Fuck you.
What?
What are you saying? Are you saying I need someone in my life?
I don't say you need someone, but wouldn't that be awesome to find somebody?
You know what I have in my life?
Here we go.
Beer. Fair enough. Craft beer.
Fair enough. Well, anyway, thank you, everybody, for the questions.
Yes, really. Thank you for the questions.
And Tom's lonely and needs a date.
So we'll see you in a little bit.
See ya.
So, Austin, we, once in a while, when we have the time to do it, we go on the internets and we find a clip where it needs to, there needs to be some kind of commentary to. And I believe that we found a clip for you that fits right into that. So, if I'm not mistaken, this is a, it's like a town hall.
Yeah, CNN did a town hall with Trump supporters after his 100 days.
Okay. and we listened to a little bit of it, just enough to realize that there's some things that need to be said. And we're going to play that clip for you.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. To me, I'm looking forward to hearing what Trump supporters felt like after 100 days.
Yeah.
I don't know who they picked. These people are just random people, I'm guessing. But I am hoping that some of those Trump supporters kind of came to their senses. But I guess we'll have to see. So if you will, Austin, go ahead and begin that clip.
All right, here we go. So Trump voters, CNN focus group.
What could go wrong?
Let's find out. Although, before we start, I do have to say I feel sympathy for the reporter who has to deal with them.
Yeah.
Some of them might seem reasonable, though, because I think I remember a little bit of this, but let's find out. Here we go.
Let's find out.
Success, yes, which is important. And you're all happy with that?
Yes.
Okay. He said he would withdraw from the trade agreement, Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. Success.
Yes,
we're all pleased.
Bernie loved that, actually.
Okay. He has tried twice at a travel ban. The courts have shot it down.
I don't think it's a ban.
It's not.
As a travel ban.
That's what he called it.
But I don't think that's truly what the intentions are.
Okay, but either way, it has failed.
Right.
Or it is incomplete. He said that he would build the wall with Mexico.
We already have
that's
contractors.
That's just an absurdity.
I don't think it's absurd. I think the wall will be built. He's already getting contractors and things.
But Eileen, you thought when he promised it, on the campaign trail,
build the wall?
Yes.
I thought that was absurd.
Okay, so let's start right here.
Okay. Well, let's. A little bit before that,
about
the travel ban, they said a bunch of them were saying, I don't really think it's a ban, even though it is labeled as a travel ban.
One of them even pointed that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Some deep drawl, that's what it's labeled as. So, I mean, there are reasonable people out there, but how do these people think that it's not a travel ban? When it is a travel ban, you're stopping people from coming to the country of certain countries. That's called banning, isn't it?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Rudy Giuliani said that it was his job to figure out how to ban Muslims legally.
You mean our future FBI director?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then they go to this part.
Although I did like the little quip about the TPP.
Yeah, they start. I like the one guy who spoke up. He's like, well, Bernie loved that. It's
like that, you know.
Yeah. That, okay.
Of course he did, because we've given him credit for that, too.
Right. We have. Yeah. That was one of the few things that we have actually given him credit for.
So,
but then they go to the wall.
Yeah.
And then the question is, do you think it was a real wall?
Boy, does that get radically split.
It does.
That one woman thought it was a metaphor.
Yeah, to stopping immigration.
Keeping them out with our words? I guess.
And then the others were saying, no, it's a physical wall. Of course it's a fucking physical wall. That's what he said he wanted to do.
Trust me, have you ever heard Donald Trump use a metaphor?
Yeah, he doesn't even know how to spell metaphor.
They probably think that pussy grab thing is a metaphor too.
Yeah, you it's know like, what?
That was a metaphor, you know, for grabbing life by the pussy. I don't know why that sounded like Obama.
It kind of did. You get your voices all mixed up. Yeah. you do
gonna
the Bernie.
Grab it by the pussy?
You do Bernie when you're trying to do Trump. Yeah. You do Obama when you're trying to do Trump.
But the point is, there's an impression there.
There's
and it's of somebody, and it's never the person I'm trying to do.
Never. We are winning. See, that was my Hillary Clinton impersonation.
There you go, yeah. Oh, no. This is bad. We're just starting to say things on the soundboard without you.
But I mean, guys, if you don't think that he meant a physical wall, then you weren't watching or listening correctly. He wanted
Which,
a wall.
Also explains why they voted for Trump.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what did after the former president of what is it, Vicente Fox? Is that his name?
Yeah, Vicente Fox.
He says, no, we're going to pay for that fucking wall. And then Trump's next fucking word was, oh, the wall just got 10 feet higher.
Well, don't you realize, Tom,
that
just means it's
wall?
A bigger metaphor.
What the fuck, guys?
For the real wall that I'm going to build.
Come on. Come on now.
All right, so let's see what other stupid things I have to say.
Yeah, this is about the extent that we listen to, so let's go. All
right. And he would never do it. You didn't take it as a serious promise.
I didn't take it as a serious promise. I thought he was saying this euphemistically to say build a wall, keeping people down, but not a physical wall like the
metaphorically.
Wall
what did you think, Susan?
Okay.
I thought he definitely meant a physical wall. I think that there are plenty of people who would take mortar and bricks and help build that wall.
Oh, yeah. And do you think it's still going to happen?
I do. I think that that's probably in the works. I think he's probably still looking at his promises, and he's probably got a whole list of those things. He's a doer.
So you
I
believe that he will do it. He will pull it off. Yeah. He will build an
not consensually.
Actual
I think he will.
Maybe.
Wall against Mexico.
I think he will.
Okay. Yes.
You know, I see all the stuff that you put up here in his first 100 days. Mm-hmm. First 100 days, he is working down a list of what he has to accomplish.
Oh, yeah?
He is accomplishing things, and
what?
Some things
sounds like that
aren't
waitress
going to be
from
the
Cheers.
First 100 days. But you know what? and a lot of people out there who've never been in politics, who've never been elected, don't get it. They think that, oh, 100 days, I'm going to have everything, checklist, everything's going to be done.
Wait,
but
so she's been in politics?
Get done in 100
Here's
days.
A learning curve.
I think
Let
she
me ask
has,
both
actually.
Of you who still are quite happy with what you're seeing with President Trump. Paula, what have you liked best?
I like the fact that he does talk to the people.
What?
I don't care about the being on Twitter. I don't read Twitter anyway. I like the fact that
you
he's
communicating
with us.
You should try. You might have a different opinion.
Us. I like the fact...
Communicating with you through Twitter.
I don't know. When I watch TV, you know, when I see him on TV.
He lies on Twitter.
And what has he lied about?
Everything.
Everything.
Oh, we got a Trump supporter against Trump.
So I think we found the first reasonable person. He's a large walrus in a red shirt. And you'd think that he'd be the most ridiculous looking man there. But no, the man next to him is a large platypus in a cowboy hat.
Oh, don't pick on the red shirt guy, because he seems to have come to his senses. And these are all Trump supporters?
All Trump supporters.
Wow, that's weird.
Then there's this woman, looks like the lead singer of Heart, the waitress from Cheers, and the silent one in the blue in the back.
Like, well, she hasn't said anything yet?
I don't think so. She looks like Sarah Palin's unacknowledged cousin.
Okay. All right. Well,
don't laugh at that. That was my lamest one.
Thank
All
you.
The others
thank
were
you for the analysis of the people there.
You're welcome. That's my 100 days analysis.
Listen, that's good for the audio. Yeah. If you're on YouTube, you can see these people for yourself.
Yeah, it's true. The people in the audio, they don't get to see them, so
right.
I need to describe
yeah,
it for
you. You're
doing
them a service.
Yeah.
Or in this case, a disservice.
Yeah, so the lead singer from Heart.
Oh, my God.
Farrakhan. The walrus in a Tiger Woods
now,
shirt.
Now, the walrus
the platypus in a cowboy hat.
The walrus
waitress
is,
from Cheers.
The walrus is the one that came to a census?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, he seems to be pretty pissed. I'm actually pretty interested to see where this goes.
Yeah, I think he's about to drop some knowledge on you.
Oh, God, this might be dangerous.
Well, as much knowledge as a Trump supporter
can have. Have those Trump supporters ever had that?
I think they just gained some.
Oh, God. All right.
Let's see what he has to say.
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, boy.
I should get two examples.
This is very
important. Hold on, I want to hear what he says.
He said they wiretapped his building in New York City. Now, who on this panel actually believes that the government
don't say that because like four of them will say yes.
Wiretap.
More than four.
Go ahead.
They already had
it. So, Susan, hold on. I want to hear that. So, Susan, you believe him?
I do.
What's your evidence?
And I have no evidence. But sounds I know right. What they're doing. But I know what's happening on the federal level, and I know that it's possible. And I know that there may never be evidence.
And he got on Twitter and he said they're still wiretapping my building after his own security staff told him in a closed door meeting that it didn't happen. And he still the next day got up and wrote on Twitter, they wiretapped my building.
Go ahead. That's a book.
What I believe was happening
David
is
Crosby's
they
right
had
about
taps
that.
On people that he was communicating with on a daily basis. So he was the collateral damage, as it were,
wait a
in
minute.
Those tapes.
You believe that the federal government was wiretapping candidate Trump's campaign aides when they were talking to him, not when they were talking to foreign agents?
I think they monitored their phone calls.
You think they monitored their phone calls, yes. Not foreign agents' phone calls, and that's how they were caught up
in
surveillance.
I believe that it's come out that they were wiretapping people that were speaking to Trump, and therefore he was recording.
Who? Which people?
I don't clearly remember what I'd heard.
All right, stop it. Okay. What the fuck? So everything
I'm going to explain to you what she's saying.
Please. Okay. I get what she's saying.
Well, she's saying that he was captured talking to people. That what she fails to mention is those people that he was captured talking to were the Russians.
The Russians. Yeah. Right. So, but what boggles my mind.
But that's an important part because they, when pressed on who was he talking to, she's like,
I don't know. And then when they said, what are your evidence? And they literally said, I don't have evidence.
You know what, though? I actually enjoy their honesty because a lot of Trump supporters will be like, oh, I heard it. Like Trump himself. I heard this. At least this woman said, I have no evidence. It's just what I believe.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I don't even know what to say to these people. But it's like, how can you believe something, but you don't have evidence? You can't point out any of the evidence. And don't even know what this is even about. This is exactly these people who say this are listening to Fox News, and they're spewing everything that Fox News is saying to them.
But you have to admit, this has been a pretty enlightening clip so far.
It has been. Yeah.
Let's hear what the semi-intelligent spokeswalrus in the corner says.
Okay, all right.
Through the news media, that some of the people he was communicating with.
Americans or foreign?
Maybe it was foreign, but I do say that he was in conversation with people, and while his phones may not
like
have
General
actually
Flynn,
been tapped,
for example,
there were people Manafort, that were being tapped, and he was the other
you
person.
You believe that his campaign aides, Paul Manafort, Carter Page, Michael Flynn, were themselves being wiretapped by the Obama government. Is that what you believe?
I believe that. I'm not going to say those particular names, but I am going to say people that
but
were
that
in communication and conversation with him were being wiretapped, and therefore his part of the conversation was being recorded and picked up. Yes.
And where are you getting your information?
From the news media.
Because the news media that I know of, CNN, has reported that the federal government does listen in on foreign countries' communications, such as Russia.
That's correct.
And when they hear an American on those calls, that's called incidental collection. Sometimes Americans are caught up in incidental
that's
collection.
That's what I'm referencing, yes.
Go ahead, Scott.
I'll guarantee you, of any panelists sitting here right now, I was a true Democrat, blue and blue, until I went to one of Mr. Trump's rallies.
Okay, stop it. I don't want to listen to this anymore.
I'm sorry, Tom, but this is the price of admission. You got to listen to it. Let's hear what he has to say. I mean, it might be insightful.
I do not believe he was a Democrat, true and true. I really don't.
No, but he's been so far the reasonable one.
This is the walrus?
Yeah. Like, we keep calling him the walrus.
Cuckoo, ca-choo. All right, go ahead.
All right, ready?
No.
No, I'm serious, though, but if you listen to what he has to say, it might actually be enlightening.
All right.
Like, it might, I don't know, it might give us a clue why some people switched, and I just want to hear what he has to say.
Fine.
And I heard the word, and I heard...
What word? What did he say to you that changed you?
Just everything in general. Healthcare, things where he was going to change, not let Washington push him around. I thought he could go to Washington and make changes. I didn't vote for him to go to Washington and threaten judges, threaten people, threaten Congress. I didn't vote for that rhetoric. I didn't vote for him to go to Twitter and lie on Twitter. I changed my vote.
Twitter all throughout the
But still, the point is, I didn't get on Twitter and I didn't follow Mr. Trump until I actually believed what he was actually saying.
Okay, so a little bit of context. Scott, there in the red shirt, he was a registered Democrat. He was so inspired by Mr. Trump that he went to his rallies. He was excited about Donald Trump as a candidate.
So he bought into the bullshit.
Yeah.
Is pretty much what that's saying. All right, well, I mean, but that's the common thing from anybody who's a Democrat that voted for Trump. They all they believed his bullshit.
Yeah, but listen to what he said. I voted for him because I thought that he could change healthcare, that he wouldn't let Washington push him around.
Right.
So you have to understand that what this guy was voting for was not the wall.
Right.
Was not the bigotry.
Right.
He wanted somebody to improve his healthcare and somebody to fix the system.
Okay.
Which, God, it sounds like there was a candidate.
He picked the wrong person.
No, we don't know that. Because he could have voted for him in the primaries.
He could have.
No, yeah.
And I'm willing to bet he might have. But if
I don't
he
think
is,
he did, actually, because it sounds like he went to a rally and just like. It doesn't sound to me like this guy is terribly.
Educated?
Not. Well, yeah, but I mean, it doesn't sound like he's
all
terribly
I'm saying
informed.
Is you can't be a Democrat. You really can't. And believe in the true Democratic platform, which is not what, what a lot of the Democrats show us that they're part of. But. The real Democratic platform, and then go to a Trump rally, and then in one rally say, oh, I no longer support the Democrats, I'm going to vote for Trump. Because you had a candidate in Bernie Sanders who was going to do all of that.
Okay. See this?
I don't know.
You're putting me in a real weird spot because I feel like I'm going to defend this guy. But my impression of him is that it doesn't seem like he's terribly informed.
Well,
about
obviously.
No, but listen to what I'm saying first. So I don't think he was terribly informed. I think he went to a Trump rally and heard the things that he wanted to hear.
Right.
And decided to vote for him.
Okay.
I think had this guy gone to a Bernie rally, it would have gone that way.
Yeah, I'm actually curious. I wish there was a way for us to find out who he supported.
Well, it sounds to me like this happened earlier.
Early on, yeah. So Trump from the beginning.
But my point is that it's also about how the media covered the primaries.
Right.
Had this guy been able to see the message, he might have changed his mind.
I imagine he might have, yeah.
Yeah. But that's my point, and that's why you need to hear what these people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds to me like he's somebody you could persuade, granted that you put up the right candidate with the right message.
I've heard so many Trump supporters who have been backing out of the Trump bandwagon.
Yeah, but I've never heard one that fast. That strident about
it. He's obviously been let down. That's obvious. The way he talked, because everybody else in there seemed to be pretty much on Trump's side still. He was the one that was like, yeah, I'm not. But I don't know. You still voted for him. So
I'm not excusing him. I'm just saying I think it's important to listen to what they're saying. Because if I had to guess, I mean, I don't know this guy personally, but if I had to guess, I would guess that he's probably not a bigot.
No,
he's probably not interested in all of Trump's fascist rhetoric.
I'm willing to agree with you on that one. Just from hearing him out, we don't know. It could be the exact opposite.
No, it could be true. I mean, I really don't know, but from just that segment, it doesn't sound like he...
It sounded like he was fed up with the system.
And it sounded like some of the other ones were bigots. Like, they were really turned on by the wall thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the keeping the immigrants out and the blah, 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 the bop, bop, bop.
So. Yeah.
Slipped into Dennis Miller. Never mind. Whoa, bad phrasing.
Yeah, don't slip into Dennis Miller.
All right. I think I've said all.
Yeah.
I got derailed at the end.
Well, I mean, listen, that was a very informative clip. It's good to see that the mindset of some Trump supporters are changing.
Uh-huh.
Not nearly enough, though.
No.
What's his approval rating up to now? It's really low.
35, I think.
35, right there it was, something like that.
It's not low enough.
Not, well, I'm sorry, what was that?
Not low, hashtag.
Hashtag not low enough.
Yes, or the simpler one, hashtag still too high.
Still too high. So right, either one of those. Right, those are Austin's.
There, hashtag still too high.
Oh, really? See what he did? All right.
That's also the hashtag you can use after watching The Wall one too many times.
Pink Floyd's The Wall?
Yeah.
It's not high enough. still too high.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we will, we're going to bring back an old friend. Because I never said that before.
Yeah.
We have a special a clip from, what's his name? Jim Backer?
Jim Backer.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yep.
So we'll see you in a little bit.
See ya. When I put my headphones on and let the world fade away, then I escape. I turn the music up and slowly drift away, then I escape.
Austin, are you ready for our favorite segment
of the day? Believe I am.
It is. I am too, but not so fast.
Shit.
We have to introduce a new beer.
Okay, I'm down for that.
Okay, you didn't sound like it at first.
Well, I didn't know where you were going with that.
In the Greatest Hits album of our craft beer, we have probably my favorite of all time. I don't know if
it's yours. If it's not, it's definitely up there.
This is from Founders. And you probably guessed it. It is their breakfast stout. And just in case you didn't know, it was just brewed for us.
Yes.
That's it. Just me and Austin.
No one else. You guys can't have any.
Sorry. It is a stout. It is not just a stout. It is a stout with stout. A double chocolate coffee oatmeal stout. Wow.
God, all of those things sound delicious.
They do. So I'll stop talking. We'll dink. Dink. See, we did that.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Austin, this is segment.
Nope.
This segment's all yours.
Fuck me. I don't want
to. It's all yours. I don't want to do any.
Fine. Okay. So, this is our scary religious nut job section. And we've, as we promised last week, we have
a friend.
But he's definitely one of the more, I don't want to say innocuous, but at least
annoying.
Not, he's not overtly frightening.
Oh, this is so good.
So this is Jim Backer.
Yes, it is. It is Jim Backer. I guess that's how you say his last name.
The title of this video clip is, and it's also from Right Wing Watch.
Of course.
You know, shocking no one. And the title is Jim Backer, God Sent Bathtub Warning About Abortion Rights.
Are you kidding me?
And before we start the video, I want to do our non-YouTube viewers, which means the podcast listeners,
yes,
just a little treat here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see this video, so I'd urge you for this section to take a look at the YouTube, but for now, since you're probably listening to this and you're like, you know, I'm not going to do extra work while I'm listening to a podcast,
right,
I'm going to tell you, Jim Backer, for some reason, is wearing a tuxedo with jeans,
mm-hmm,
and a top hat.
So if you haven't seen it, please look it up. It just makes the situation that much better. It really does.
So what I want you to imagine while you're listening to this is Jim Backer.
And if you don't know what he looks like, hold on. An old man with white facial hair.
Yeah.
He's as bleached as possible.
And pretty much bald, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or balding at least. Yeah. Nothing left on top.
Yeah. And he's in a tuxedo jacket.
Yep.
Dress shirt, mm-hmm, with a tie. Bow tie, I believe.
Was it?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah. With blue jeans.
Blue jeans and a top
and
hat.
And a black top hat.
So he's poor Mr. Monopoly guy.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. Wow.
So, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
It was exciting for me because Pastor Jim, he was calling me, and as he was getting these words from God, he was calling me and saying, Zach, help me write this down, help me write this down. So this was a really fun thing for me to listen to, because you hear the term hot off the press. I mean, this was hot off the press. And the first
Now, Austin, you have, not I don't want to say a theory, but kind of an idea about this guy.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I don't know who this is. I guess he's just one of his followers or just works for him.
But I believe he has a full tuxedo on.
Oh, yeah, he definitely without does. The top hat. With a bow tie.
Yeah.
No top hat. But there's something you mentioned to me beforehand.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's gay.
And if that's the case...
He does have a wedding ring.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
So maybe he's not.
No, I'm pretty sure he is.
But he may be. And this goes back to a couple weeks ago when we were talking about Pastor Manning. I don't know if this... The hiding, you know, trying to overcompensate, maybe
tribulation Trump,
but we'll see. I just wanted to point that out because everybody, I don't know what this is. It's some kind of formal meeting.
No, it's not. It's just crazy people. It's a show.
But they're all dressed up weird.
Okay, they're all dressed. Yeah, but he's normally dressed up pretty weird. Not this guy, but
now Backer. Don't forget, our first introduction to Jim Backer was him discussing the fact that Jesus or God made him dress up. Certain way. Remember that video?
Oh, he was in all black with the baseball cap, right?
Because God told him what to wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the same guy.
You think he ever gets mad at that other guy that wears a Christian baseball cap and has that baseball stadium backdrop?
Oh, probably. No, probably not. They're probably friends.
Yeah. All right, let's get
this. All right, okay.
That's one that you
said. Well, the thing is, whenever I'm alone, when I get by myself, that's when I start hearing from God.
Oh.
And so I had already heard a few things, and I'd written them down.
Wait for it.
And then I got into the bathtub. And then God's beginning to speak to me. And the words are coming. And I have a pencil and a pad, but did you ever try to write in the bathtub with a pencil and a pad?
No, it's not a
melts,
fucking moron.
You know, it gets wet. You know, it just
why
it just
is she nodding
work.
Her head yes?
And so I had my phone there, which is always this my cell phone. So I just pressed the
phone that I have there is always
Zach's
my cell phone.
He comes on. I said, Zach, take dictation.
Why was that funny?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can understand the picture he's painting.
Okay.
So he wants to write this thing.
Yeah.
He has his cell phone.
Yes.
He calls the other guy in the tuxedo
to
take dictation.
Right.
But where did he say he was?
In the bathtub.
What do you bet they're FaceTiming?
Ew. No. No, Austin, you put that thought in my head. They might have been.
Yeah.
I can just see bubbles.
No, Jim, no. All
Jim,
right. No,
Jim,
no
Jim
more.
Backer
no,
laying
no,
down
no.
in the bathtub with the bubbles, his feet sticking out of the tub.
Let's hope it's just his feet.
Ew.
Anyway, I'll say this, though. That's a record for this woman for not having said, so far.
Oh, but wait.
She's gone a minute and 2 seconds without going,
Yes, but Austin, I have a feeling that does not stay like
that. Of course it's not going to last.
Yeah, if you don't know, if you haven't seen any of Jim Backer's videos before, there is this lady. I don't know. That's not his wife, is it?
Might be. Who
Maybe
knows?
It is. She's in every single episode, and her only role is, oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, very much. It's like, but you'll hear some of that coming up.
Yeah. All right, ready?
Oh, yeah.
I said, God's speaking to me, and I got want to write it now. One thing I've learned is now, and that's the word I want to give you again for this year.
Oh, he's getting
now.
Closer. Go away.
Oh,
go away.
Away.
Ooh,
you know,
that was
we
close.
Used to win wars. Since we started mocking God, since we started taking the God out of school, taking and making it illegal or
use
illegal
your words.
Or legal to murder the babies, all these things, the Ten Commandments, all of it, just literally denying the word of God.
I'm sorry, the first thing I heard when he said that was merge the babies.
Merge the babies?
Yeah. I was like, since they've made it legal to merge the babies,
I'm if
like,
I'm not
who's
mistaken,
merging their babies?
Play the rest of the clip, because if I'm not mistaken, I think he's comparing this to winning wars?
I don't know. I mean, he's talking about abortion rights.
Yeah, but play the rest of it for a second.
All right, good.
We haven't won a war. And I think the first
somebody else
was
did
abortion.
It.
So he's compa- Wait. So he said, since we have...
Wait, no, before we get to that, she went that whole clip without going, mm-hmm.
She didn't say anything?
No. The guy picked it up for it. He's like, that's right. Yeah. He's like,
that's, it's a team that's effort,
right.
Austin.
That's right, yeah. So, but that's her only job.
So his point, there is that we have not won a war since we legalized abortion, made abortion legal. Since we've taken church out of schools. That's about, when did that happen?
Since you weren't allowed to pray in schools?
Okay, yeah.
A long time ago.
Okay.
I mean, in the Northeast, I think it happened before the Second World War.
Did we win the Second World War?
I think that's debatable.
All I can say is that he's making a comparison, saying that pretty much, I guess what he's implying, Austin, is that God is mad at us and we won't win a war because of it. So God is obviously on the American side.
You know, it's an easy way not to worry about it, to not fight the wars.
Well, that's one thing, yeah. Not to have the wars in general. But that's a great comparison, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah it's good. Yeah. It's fair. It's fair. We allowed abortion and we took church out of schools.
Hey,
and
we're winning the war on babies.
I'm just gonna drink my beer.
That might be the worst thing I've ever said.
It might be.
I'll see if I can top it next week. Seriously though, that's fucking crazy.
It really is. It really is.
We haven't won a war because of abortion.
Yeah, that's the reason why. Didn't you know that?
What are they, aborting like the best soldiers? What's going on?
Maybe. Oh.
It's just, it's a nonsensical.
It is.
We haven't won a war since because the wars we're fighting are stupid.
Right, and they're unwinnable. I mean, I'm sorry if this is breaking news, but you're not going to be able to defeat terrorism.
And if you think about it, the wars we won, we were responding to a threat mm-hmm. rather than initiating the war.
True. Yeah, I guess so.
So I think that is a much...
They're more conflicts than they are wars. Yeah.
So that has a much more direct correlation than abortion.
But wait, this doesn't even matter. This is so stupid. Just because we legalized...
I know, like how we're giving this like a platform to argue about foreign
exactly.
policy.
Yeah, exactly. This is so dumb. Just because we legalized abortion in this country, does that mean that's the reason why we're losing wars? Oh, it's so stupid.
It's incredibly stupid.
God is not mad at us. You know why? Austin, why is God not mad at us?
That would be because he doesn't exist.
Yes! Oh, that's so
frustrating. I have to say, on the not existing front, I watched a...
Harry Potter film?
No.
I'm sorry.
I watched a riveting debate that Christopher Hitchens had with creationist.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, that Christopher Hitchens really is a master of words. Like the things he says, the way he can phrase things is unbelievable. Everything out of his mouth is like poetry.
Okay.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
Anyway, that's
In the clips that I've seen, I agree.
And he's wrong about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But it sounds so beautiful.
It's poetic when he says it. Yeah. Incorrectness. Yeah,
it is.
I guess. I don't know.
Rather than political incorrectness, it's poetic incorrectness.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim, for another inspiring clip. We really appreciate it. I guess. I guess it gives us content. That's about it.
I have to say that was a nice change of pace from last week's.
Last week's, I re-listened to last week's. I couldn't believe it. I still couldn't believe
it. It's awful, isn't it?
That was a thing. This was much more tame. This is just the typical craziness, I guess you can say.
It's what I like to call garden variety crazy.
Garden variety crazy, yeah. Okay.
And you can enjoy it on a level, you know. I mean, the man is horrible, and he's making a lot of money off desperate people, but it's just not as, like, I don't know, it's not as... coarsely hateful.
No.
Yeah.
You know what? And if you watch that clip, if you do take the time to watch a clip, just read the ticker and see how much the buckets of food that he sells for the apocalypse, quote unquote, see how much he's charging for them.
I have a question for you. Do you think that video last week would have been better had that guy been wearing a top hat and jeans with a tuxedo?
No. Yeah. No.
I don't think so either.
No, I do not think so.
I was just trying to make sure that his outfit didn't blind me to how awful the things he was saying were.
It's funny, though, because when I think of him, the first thing I think about is the cat on his bed.
Yeah, I was rooting for that guy.
We were both. But
that,
no.
That video would have been awesome had it been like Revenge of the Cat.
There was nothing that man could have been wearing. I forgot what his name. Shubat. I know his last name.
Yeah, Shubat, yeah.
Theodore Shubat?
Yep, that's correct.
There was nothing that man could have been wearing to change that. Jim is just fucking batshit crazy.
Yeah.
See what it did? Yeah. Shubat, batshit crazy.
Yes, okay.
Cheers. Wow.
It's even worse when you have to explain it.
I guess that just about ends this Sari Religious Nut Job section. any closing thoughts on Jimmy? Other than the fact that we will see you again?
No.
No?
Okay. Maybe, I don't know. Did you see how much those buckets were?
I believe, I don't know how many buckets you get in this package, but I'm pretty sure one of them said
$3,000. $3,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
$3,000 to buy a bucket of supposed food that is...
Didn't look like food.
Oh, God. Some of them look disgusting.
Yeah.
Some look disgusting.
One of it looked like somebody... made like freeze-dried ice cream and then cut it into little squares.
In little squares, yeah. And I guess what he's preaching is that the world is coming to an end, and then if you have his buckets of food, you can... There's quantities. So you could buy the 7-year bundle.
You know, I think you
Whose
could...
Whose food? Oh.
I think you could buy KFC and be just as fine. I'm pretty sure that food never goes bad.
Probably. Actually, we both went to the same high school. I had a teacher. I don't think you had him. But he actually took an Egg McMuffin from McDonald's, and he left it out for months. He still has it.
Oh, yeah?
The only thing that's gone is the egg evaporated. The water from the egg evaporated, and the cheese sort of evaporated.
Ugh.
Other than that, the patty and the actual sausage is still completely there, just dried up.
Well, on that note.
yeah. Don't go getting Jim Backer's food. Just go to McDonald's. Not a sponsor.
It'll probably also survive a nuclear holocaust.
Most likely. Yeah. It'll survive longer than us. All right. Well, with that, let's end that, and we'll come back with our closing thoughts for the episode.
Yep.
For the week.
All right. See ya.
All right. Hello, my children. Are you a fan of the show? Do you wish you could donate to the show? Well, fear not. Just visit www.patreon.com/dumballover to donate today.
Yes.
You will receive very special rewards for donating. Thank you so much. And remember, alt-right Jesus loves us all.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting week. Yeah.
It really annoys me she didn't do that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. A little bit. But like I said, Jim will be back. And that lady who I assume is his wife or I don't know, whatever.
His mistress, whatever.
Mistress. Will be back.
Maybe they have like a Morning Joe relationship.
Oh. It's cold. It's cold. What are your closing thoughts on this week? I mean, we had a lot of breaking news. Actually, as we were on our little hiatus, something came out, which will, again, be old news probably by Friday when this comes out. But apparently, Comey left a memo saying that Trump had asked him to end the Michael Flynn investigation.
What? Are you saying that's like a bad thing?
It's amazing, isn't it?
I know.
This is the fucking norm.
I'm sorry. I have to clarify it for all of the listeners. That was my Trump impression.
Oh, was it?
So if you just didn't know.
Not just your listeners. How about your fucking co-host? I had no idea what that was. So do you have any closing thoughts, Mr. Apparently Trump?
No, other than the fact that I can't do impressions, so I've learned that about myself.
That's okay. I'm not very good at them either. I don't have any big closing thoughts either, other than the fact that each and every week this gets more and more interesting. Not just the show, but this the whole administration.
Yeah,
it's something I've never seen before, and I really hope that I never have to see again one day.
Yeah, we're kind of in an unprecedented time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm kind of glad that our show is happening at this time.
Yeah, that really makes it more exciting. For us, anyway.
Yeah, I guess so. As always, you can find
Hold on. Before you get into the rigmarole.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
Old 40s words.
Sure. What do you got?
I am excited, and this will also be old news by the time this drops, but I am very excited to see Bernie Sanders kick John Kasich's ass tonight.
Oh, that's on right. CNN. The debate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this... I'm speaking to the future here. On Tuesday, at the time we record this, there was a debate. And man, well, that was a great debate, wasn't it, Austin?
Yeah, I know. Bernie Sanders made a lot of good points about income inequality and single-payer healthcare, and John Kasich sounded like an average Republican.
No.
Wait, isn't it going to be awesome if that's like exactly what happens?
I think John Kasich is a very liberal conservative.
I don't think so. I just think he sounds reasonable.
Reasonable, yeah. But we'll see. It's so weird talking to the future.
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah. Which brings me to this point, ladies and gentlemen. Fucking subscribe to our YouTube channel. I want to do a live episode.
I really didn't know that's where you were going with it.
I really want to do a live episode.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And then I don't have to talk to the future. I could talk to the fucking present for once. But guess what? We only have 27. And I am not caving in. We will not do a live episode until we are at 100 subscribers.
You know they're going to tell you to stop whining and do it.
Who? No.
The listeners.
And we're not going to do it.
All right.
100. 100 is not a lot, guys.
Here's the thing, listeners. I'm on your side, but Tom is in charge of all that stuff, so I'm kind of left powerless here.
Austin, you're supposed to be on my side for this kind of thing. This is ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
This is treason. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
I talked to one of the listeners in my office.
Look for Tom.
Gave him classified information.
Yeah.
All right, so give us the social medias.
For the YouTube channel, it's at just do search for Dumb All Over Podcast. Dumb All Over Podcast. Because if you look look at Dumb All Over, you're just going to find Frank Zappa. So look over.
If you do see that, though, enjoy it. It's nice.
Very good song, actually. Just subscribe, please. I want to get to 100 so we could do this goddamn live episode.
Is really excited about this.
So. Yeah, it'll be fun, Austin. You don't think so?
I definitely think so.
I think it'll be a lot of
fun. I'm just saying, like, I understand the technical stuff that's going to have to go on.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little more reserved about it than you are, but you are very, very excited.
Get over it.
Get over it.
Because it's going to happen. Eventually, it's going to happen. At this rate, it won't happen.
Sounds like Hillary.
Get over it. At this rate, it won't happen until a new fucking president's in, because you guys won't subscribe to our goddamn channel.
Maybe we could do it on inauguration night.
Come on, get to 100 and then we'll talk. Okay.
Yeah. Literally.
Find us on Twitter at Dumb All Over Pod. You can find us on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Instagram.
So I guess we're not doing it on Facebook Live.
No, we're not doing it on Facebook Live. What, for our six people? Two of them, which are you? No.
I'll watch it twice.
Great. Instagram, if you want to see the pictures, which, I forgot to take pictures today.
He's just remembering it now.
Great selling point, Dumb All Over Pod. If you want to donate to our show, visit patreon.com/dumballover and take a look at all of the rewards and then find something that interests you and, yeah, become a patron.
Yeah, I have to say, all joking aside, that really does help us.
More than you think.
Yeah.
Austin and I have been talking about this nonchalantly in the last couple weeks, but we would love for this to be our living.
Oh, yeah.
If we could do this as a job, we would easily make this an everyday podcast, and we would make it more than just once a week. And
I have to admit, if we could do this as a job, it would be the production would be more intense.
Yeah.
So it would be a lot more professional. You get a lot of stuff that right now I just can't do. I just don't have enough time.
No, neither one of us do.
Yeah.
We just don't. We can't meet up every single day to do it.
Yeah.
But if this can become our job, then we would be able to. And we would put the effort in to make sure it's like that. So any donation is greatly appreciated, more than you can ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You could download our podcast for free at blogtalkradio.com or iTunes. If you do download through iTunes, or if you're just on iTunes, leave us a comment. letting us know what you think of the podcast, if it's good. If it's a good comment. If it's a bad comment.
Yeah, please leave it. Yeah.
Go to YouTube for
if
that.
You like it, please. If you do like the show, if you're a podcast listener, please leave a review on iTunes. Absolutely. That also really helps.
It does. It helps a lot. We're just trying to continue to grow. I will say this. I won't say who it is, but next week we do have a very special guest that will be on our show.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
Are we going to announce it sometime this week?
Maybe. Okay. I'll decide.
All right.
I'll think about it. But definitely not right now. So when you're listening to this, just know that you should tune in for next week's episode, because we have a pretty special guest, something that we didn't think was going to happen this soon, at least. Yeah. So definitely tune in. You got anything else?
Me?
Yeah, you. Who else am I fucking talking to?
With you? Who knows?
Shh, imaginary friend. I'm talking right now.
Go ahead, Austin. Think so. I think you pretty much covered it all.
I think so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, I do have one more thing. Gasp. Before I forget.
What?
If we get to 50 subscribers on YouTube, I'm going to post a video of Tom trying to set up his camera that is really, really fucking funny. So if you want to see that, let's get to 50.
I didn't agree to this.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking to you guys. He doesn't matter. So if we get to 50... I'll put up the video.
It's embarrassing.
You can laugh along with me. I'm the laugh track. It really is funny, I swear. So that's our goal. We'll try to get to 50. And then especially the 100 for the live show.
I know. I just plucked a bass string just to piss him off. And I'm sure it'll be cut out.
Yeah, never mind. All right, but yeah. 50 for embarrassing Tom video. 100 for the live show. That's what we're looking at
now. Yeah. I just want one of these goals. We're really close to 50, I guess. We're only 23 away.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Come on, guys. Subscribe. Because I really do want to do the live show. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right. So, like I said, tune in next week because we do have a special guest that'll be joining us via Skype. And I'm not going to give anything away. I just decided you're not going to know about it until it's posted.
All right.
Not going to know about it.
That's Tom's decision.
It's my decision. Yep. All right. Thank you very much for listening, and we will check you in next week.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya. China.